Diplomacy or war? I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the choice facing Russia, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who says an invasion of Ukraine could happen on very short notice.
If President Putin decides to take military action, we will swiftly impose severe economic sanctions in coordination with allies and partners around the globe.
As of tomorrow, the State Department says consular operations will be suspended at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. Non-essential staff have been told to leave.
President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia could launch an invasion of Ukraine within days and says Americans in the country need to get out immediately.
But the risk is now high enough and the threat is now immediate enough that this is what prudence demands.
Sullivan says in the event of conflict, the U.S. military will not be able to get Americans out of Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Later this morning, President Biden is expected to speak with his Russian counterpart. The U.S. is also working to counter China's influence and ambitions in the South Pacific. From the island of Fiji, Secretary of State Blinken confirmed the U.S. will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands. They were supposed to leave last night, but a bunch of Canadian truck drivers remain parked on a bridge connecting Ontario to Detroit.
The supply chain crisis is once again hitting the U.S. auto industry, this time thanks to protest at the largest land crossing in North America. The Ambassador Bridge handles a quarter of all trade between the U.S. and Canada. With 7,000 trucks and $323 million worth of goods crossing every day.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. The truck drivers are calling for an end to all COVID-19 mandates. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A not guilty plea to scores of criminal charges from a Milwaukee man accused of killing six people when he plowed through a Christmas parade.
The attorney for Darryl Brooks Jr. answered to the 77 charges his client faces, including six counts of homicide and multiple counts of reckless endangerment.
We've received a copy of the information. We'd waive formal reading and we can enter pleas of not guilty this morning.
Brooks is accused of killing six people and hurting dozens of others when he drove an SUV through the Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha on November 21st. Brooks remains in jail on $5 million bail. His attorneys have also asked for a change of venue in the case, but it's not clear when that motion will be considered. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Several police officers are recovering in Phoenix after what authorities are calling an ambush.
The Phoenix Police Department received a 911 call stating that an adult female had been shot. When the first officer arrived on scene, he approached the home to help. He was actually invited inside by the suspect, an adult male. As he approached the doorway, the suspect ambushed him with a gun and shot him several times.
Police Sergeant Andy Williams, four other officers were shot while trying to bring a baby to safety that had been placed outside the home by the suspect, Morris Jones. Jones was later found dead inside the home, and a woman who was critically hurt later died. Jury deliberations will resume Monday in New York City in a case that pits Sarah Palin against the New York Times. Back in 2017, a widely circulated editorial falsely linked the former Alaska governor to a mass shooting. The Times ran a correction, and a lawyer for the paper argued there was no evidence the Times had set out to damage Palin's reputation. Palin's lawyer described the incident as a libelous display of arrogance. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.